Module 6. Exercise 4, page 59.
What's on the schedule for today?
Well, no trip to Indonesia would be complete without a visit to the largest Buddhist temple in the world, Borobudur.
Wow, it sounds interesting. Tell us about it.
It is an enormous temple that was hidden under volcanic ash and jungle growth for centuries until it was uncovered in 1814 by Sir Thomas Stamford Raffles, the British governor of the area. It was later restored and preserved by archaeologists. Unfortunately, in 1985, the temple suffered damage due to a bomb attack, but soon after that it was listed as a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Is there still something to see there, or is it just a ruin?
Oh, there is still plenty to see. The temple is designed in the shape of a pyramid, with 9 levels and stories. The walls are carved, starting from the bottom story, going all the way up to the 5th, with scenes from the life of Buddha and his teachings. The scenes are carved in an art style originating from India. There are over 2,650 scenes, and it's a 3-kilometer walk to view all of them. Also, Borobudur used to have 504 statues of Buddha, although it's not possible to see all of them, as many are damaged or missing.
It sounds like it's going to take a lot longer than a day to see this place.
I could spend days there, but it only takes one visit for people to fully appreciate what an impressive achievement Borobudur was for its time. There is actually no written record of who built the temple or for what purpose, and that still remains a mystery to this day. But whatever it was built for, it is visited by Buddhist monks every year and continues to fascinate tourists from all over the world. It is estimated, though, that Borobudur was built around 800 AD, and it now stands as a symbol of the Indonesian people and their history.
I can't wait to see it. Are we nearly there?
Yes, we should be arriving in about 10 minutes, and I would recommend that we start by taking one of the stairways to the top of the temple to enjoy the spectacular views of both the temple below and the surrounding area. We could do it later in the day, but it is advisable to go in the morning before the heat of the afternoon.